Welcome to Cults Daily. Every day in April, we're addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. He was known to his followers as Moses. His actual name was Roque Terrio, and he led one of the most infamous cults in Canadian history, the Anthill Kids. Terrio fooled many into thinking he was nice, but beneath his affable persona lurked a sadistic monster with horrific plans. If you enjoy this episode, remember to come back tomorrow for a brand new installment of Cults Daily. If you want to hear our full-length episodes on the Anthill Kids, part one aired in this feed on November 7th, 2017. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. On July 6, 1978, the founder of the Healthy Living Clinic at Sainte-Marie, Quebec, made an announcement.
30-year-old Roque Terrio told his followers that he had received a vision from God, revealing that the world would end in 7 months on February 17, 1979. The time had come for the group to establish a commune in the remote mountain forests of Canada's Gaspé Peninsula.
There, they would await the biblical apocalypse with Terrio as their abusive spiritual guide.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 18th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the beliefs of Canadian cult leader Roque Terrio. He told his band of young followers that the apocalypse would happen on February 17, 1979, convincing them to live in total isolation in the forests of Quebec to wait out the end. Terrio's devotees would gradually become his slaves and earn the nickname the Anthill Kids.
In 1978, 30-year-old Roque Terrio presided over the Healthy Living Clinic, a wellness center that combined holistic medicine and natural foods with Terrio's own adaptation of Christian and Seventh-day Adventist beliefs.
As the clinic's founder, Terrio assumed the role of a charming and charismatic cult leader. He convinced his small group of young spiritual seekers that he possessed special healing powers and could receive messages from God, including visions about the forthcoming apocalypse.
In June of 1978, Terrio announced that the time had come to build a commune and await the doomsday. He ordered his group to cut all ties with the outside world and to follow him into the remote forests of Quebec's Gaspé Peninsula.
Several members left the group at this demand, but Terrio and his remaining 12 followers and a few children set off to scout for a location. Then, on July 6th, Terrio claimed to receive a new vision, revealing the date of the apocalypse, February 17th, 1979.
According to Terrio, the doomsday would be signaled by lightning storms and boulder-sized hail falling from the sky. Only the sinless among them would be selected as God's surviving chosen people.
3 days later, the group settled in a forest at the base of a mountain outside of New Carlisle, Quebec. They called it Eternal Mountain and named themselves the Holy Moses Mountain Family. As they began preparing for the apocalypse, they earned a new nickname, the Anthill Kids.
While Terrio relaxed, his followers worked like ants to construct a cabin and plant a garden for their commune. They often worked during strange hours, inducing fatigue as they ate nothing but vegetables from the land.
That September, each anthill kid received a new biblical name, and Terrio himself was renamed Moses for leading them to this so-called promised land. Members were not allowed to have sex without Terrio's permission, and in October 1978, Terrio dissolved the marriages in the group. He married each of the nine females himself, telling them that it was God's will for them to bear his children.
Over the years, the Anthill Kids had as many as 26 children. To the outside world, the group looked like a homeopathic help group. They even offered smoking cessation classes led by Terrio. But in reality, Terrio was a cruel and manipulative leader.
He taught his cult that Jesus was the bastard son of Mary, who he termed a prostitute. And he convinced them that their doomsday salvation depended on pleasing him. Terrio was particularly interested in controlling his nine wives. He divided them into two separate groups, an upper and lower class, and constantly changed his favorite, forcing the women to vie for his favor.
February 17, 1979 came and went without an apocalypse. But Terrio easily dismissed this, rationalizing that human time was different from God's time. Meanwhile, he descended into even more violent behavior.
In 1981, Terrio performed a botched surgery on a child, leading to his death. Terrio then forcibly castrated one of his other followers. For these crimes, he was arrested and sent to prison.
The cult was ordered to disband, but instead they waited for Terrio. Following his release in 1984, Terrio and the Anthill Kids moved to the outskirts of Burnt River in Ontario. There, Terrio followed a worsening pattern of physical and sexual abuse, which even led to the cruel death of one of his wives.
In 1989, Terrio forcibly amputated the arm of one of his wives. The woman managed to escape and alert the authorities, which led to Terrio's arrest. He received 12 years in prison for the assault, and in 1993, he was sentenced to life in prison for murder.
Terrio was killed by another prisoner in 2011 at the age of 63. To this day, he's considered one of Canada's most notorious criminals.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.